10 feet, subsiding to 4 to 6 feet by evening. Tonight, west wind 10 to 20 knots, becoming south at 15 to 25 knots after midnight, wind 3 to 5 feet. Saturday, southeast wind 25 to 35 knots, rain likely in the afternoon, waves 5 to 8 feet. Flight Ontario, deal warning continued. Westerly winds 30 to 40 knots this afternoon, partly cloudy, few showers eastern third of the lake, waves 8 to 12 feet. Tonight, west winds 20 to 30 knots, becoming south 10 to 20 knots overnight. Fair weather, waves 6 to 8 feet, subsiding to 1 to 3 feet. Saturday, southerly winds 10 to 20 knots, increasing to 20 to 35 knots. A chance of rain late in the day, waves 1 to 3 feet, increasing to 6 to 8 feet.
The radar is summary at 1:30 p.m. An area of rain and snow showers was being detected over parts of Chautauqua and southern Cattaraugus counties of New York. No movement of the precipitation has been determined. The Buffalo weather at 2 p.m. mostly cloudy. The temperature 45 degrees. Low to the humidity 54%. Pressure 29.92 inches and rising. Wind from the west to 28, gusting to 41 miles an hour. Repeating at 2 p.m. at the Buffalo Airport, mostly cloudy skies. The temperature 45 degrees. The 2 p.m. weather and temperatures from nearby cities: Cleveland sunny 55, Erie cloudy 47, Jamestown cloudy 38, Toronto partly sunny 45, Rochester cloudy 45, Syracuse cloudy 44. The 2 p.m. rain reports at Dunkirk, the wind from the west at 29, gusting to 34 knots.
From the National Weather Service office in Buffalo, New York, this is the voice of the National Weather Service, Low Weather Radio, KEB 98, operating 24 hours a day on a frequency of 162.55 MHz. The low transmitter at its hub, located on the vicinities of West New York, Carson Music, member supported WNDFM. Following is a special weather statement issued by the National Weather Service office at Buffalo Friday morning. Strong winds will begin to subside later today. Strong winds were clocked as high as 59 miles an hour late yesterday afternoon at the Buffalo Airport. The strongest wind since midnight today was 49 miles an hour shortly after 4 this morning. Buffalo police have reported some downed tree limbs and damage to some of the banners in downtown Buffalo overnight. Winds will continue out of the west at 20 to 30 miles an hour with higher gusts for a while this afternoon. By evening, the winds are expected to decrease to the 15 to 20 mile an hour range. Now, with skies clear and temperatures drop tonight, scattered frost will be a possibility, mainly in the valley areas well inland from the Great Lakes. If you have plants susceptible to frost outside, you may want to bring them inside or protect them. Remember, the average date of last frost ranges from mid to late May across most of western New York. For the afternoon weather factors, a strong westerly flow of cold air will continue across western and central New York today as low pressure withdraws northeastward into the Canadian Maritime. High pressure and dry air will build over our reach of late today and tonight. An increase in moisture is expected again on Saturday as another low pressure system advances toward our region from the Midwest. The latest official National Weather Service forecast for the central western counties of New York, including Buffalo and vicinity, and the western Lake Ontario counties. For this afternoon, continued windy and cool, with skies becoming partly sunny. Highs 45 to 50. Westerly winds at 20 to 30 miles an hour with higher gusts, decreasing toward evening. Tonight, mainly clear and cold, with lows in the upper 30s. Westerly winds will diminish to 10 to 15 miles an hour. And on Saturday, increasing cloudiness, with rain likely late in the day. The probability of precipitation on Saturday is 60%, and the high temperature around 60. Over the western southern tier counties this afternoon, partly sunny, windy, and cool, with highs in the upper 40s. Westerly winds 15 to 30 miles an hour with higher gusts, decreasing toward evening. Tonight, mainly clear and cold with lows in the mid-30s. Westerly winds will diminish to 5 to 15 miles an hour. And on Saturday, increasing cloudiness with rain likely late in the day. The probability 60% and the high around 60.
The extended forecast for western New York for Sunday through Tuesday. Notable cloudiness with showers likely Sunday. Lows 45 to 50 and highs 60 to 65. Considerable sunshine Monday and Tuesday. Lows 45 to 50 and highs around 70.
Yeah.